Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. A couple decibels down from where it was, let's say, in the 95th minute or so. It's Abe Gordon and John Nelson here on the full-time report after an Atlanta United victory, the scope of which we will dive into over the course of the next hour. But before we do that, just moments ago, after his victory lap, after saluting the fans, manager Ronnie Dialek caught up with Madison Cruz.
Coach, another thrilling win for your side. What was it like on the touchline for you?
It was a fantastic feeling, you know. Our fans deserve this so much. We have been so inconsistent and we have been so loser-minded so many times this year. We should have the games and we lose it in the end now. We show character. But we need more. We need more. We have to come out ourselves, you know, because we are a good football team. We pinned them in the whole second half and that's what we want. That's how we want to be all the time. But it's a huge steps in front now. We just now people have to start to believe. Also started to push to do something here.
I want to ask about Bartek Sliss, about his leadership. You talked about him in media this week. What is it like to have his presence on the field today?
He's a warrior, you know. He's doing everything he can for 95 minutes. So we need 11 of this. We need 18 of this. Fantastic goal also. When he can show these kind of things also, then it's good. But we need to push now. We need to start to really, really come out to ourselves and show that we really want this.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, straight from Ronnie Dialek on the field postgame now to the podium. He is still talking.
But we kept believing, and in the second half we are so dominant that in the end they couldn't cope with it. And this is a team that I'm proud of, that we want to look like, you know, and pin people in, react, get crosses inside the box, get situations, stand after, and then be organized and aggressive. And also strong to get back again. And the day we're going to have clean sheet, then it's going to be very, very good. Because, as I said, we can't score 3-4 goals every game. That's going to be difficult. So these things to take with us, but we have to start to believe in ourselves, to start to be more killer. Need to start to get out of your skin, start to show who you are. Then you're sometimes going to fail, but also you're going to win sometimes. Being average is boring. So I want to see more personality, I want to see more togetherness, I want to see more energy. take our fantastic fans with us. And this kind of days like today, that's things you're going to remember the rest of your life. And this we want more of. So it's thanks to also the everybody who was here today, because we were there to create something with them, because we give them something to share about. But also the atmosphere and we created in the end, it was impossible for them to stay calm. They lost their head, and then we get the win. So we now need to do it away. We haven't won away yet, so it's a lot of work to do. But you know, we need to have a purpose now. We need to go for it, and then we need more from everybody to believe in yourself, believe in us. We have some good quality, but we need to fight. We need to fight for everything.
The three midfielders, Fortune, Marancic, and Bartek. What is it within this formation, these tactics, that is seemingly bringing out the best of them this season?
I think they have legs, so they can run. They can win balls, especially Bartos today. I think he was all over the pitch. That was fantastic. Jay also. And you also get a good switch there with Miggy and Alex. And they have they don't occupy the same spaces. You get Sabaha and Ride on one side. You get Ronny or Pedro on the upside. We put Edwin on the high and wide there. So I feel we have ball players inside the pitch and also legs. And at the same time, we also have a threat on the wings. And I think that is something we need to go forward with. But we need to... We can't concede 2-3 goals every game. That's then it's going to be tough.
Danielle, you're on the right.
Coach, defeating two top five Eastern Conference teams in 4 days, is the reality and the expectation, are they finally meeting a little bit?
I see. I know still we are in the bottom of the league, so I don't take anything for granted. And we need to show a way you show really what kind of character you have. Then can you keep the ball when you're away? Can you defend under pressure like we put Orlando under pressure or Cincinnati? So that is the next stage for us as a team. We need to earn the right to come higher up in the pitch. But now, of course, we have put ourselves in a situation that is better. But now we got 6 away games. And we need to get some wins away. So.
Look, we're going to talk about all of this. We're going to talk about the standings. We're going to talk about the upcoming 6 games that he referenced as well. I want to talk about the midfield specifically in a little bit in details here and there in regards to some of the performances. It's Abe Gordon, John Nelson, the full-time report. Atlanta United defeats Orlando City in a thrilling comeback. From what I believe, I was told only the second ever comeback after the 75th minute here at home for Atlanta United. He said 2 things there, John. Ronnie Dyla said 2 things, and I just want you to get what your take on them was and what it means to you, what these words from Ronnie Dyla meant to you. He said, this is the team I want to look like, and you know, maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds after that, he also said, average is boring. What do you take those 2 statements to mean?
Well, first and foremost, he says we need 11 of this. We need 18 of this on a day-by-day basis. And Ronnie Dyla is a driven coach. Any player should want to play for someone who wants to strive for excellence, strive for the best, strive for titles. The man has won titles in Major League Soccer. To have someone say these things with the expectations that are attached, this should be the norm. You should want to play for a coach like this. You should want to hear things like this. Average is boring. Yeah, it is. Yes, tonight was MLS after dark. And I know that Ronnie Dyla doesn't want this after every, you know, he doesn't want this every single time. But what you saw was a team that continued to fight in a match where you were down early. You come back and you get the equalizer. Then you give up the second goal. It's 2-1 at the break. And I know that if you were to ask Derek Williams about that mistake, I know that Derek would sit there and say, you know, you can't have that. I can't have that. And it'll be a moment that Derek will learn from. But then in the last 20-plus minutes, 20 or 30, however you want to phrase it, considering, say, from the, say, you know, the 70th on, you had a team that was fighting and chasing after an equalizer against a club in Orlando City that was line of 5, line of 6, line of 4. You know, literally, if they could put 22 behind the ball, they could. and they would most certainly do that. But you had Atlanta United trying to just kind of chip away and chip away and chip away as best they could, and then you have the moment of indiscipline that creates the red card for Orlando, and Atlanta tries to take advantage of it, and they do, and then you have the game go completely sideways, and Atlanta comes out the other side once again after not wanting to be average, not wanting to be boring, chasing after that equalizer, chasing after the game winner, continuing to try and put the ball in the net once they had the advantage. So for Ronnie Dyla to sit there and say, we need 11 of this, we need 18 of this, we need to go for it, you need to believe in yourself, you need to fight. And yes, he did say you can't concede 2 to 3 goals every match either. But to have all of these things coming from the man in charge should be something that you should look at every single day and go, yeah, I want to play for this guy, and I want to play for this. I want to play for this crest. I want to play for this jersey. I want to play for this town. I want to play for this team. If I had a coach that was saying other things, and there are coaches in this league that come across in their post-match press conferences as basically vanilla. I mean, literally, they would be like Beige FC in their post-match sound. Who would you rather have as your head coach? Would you rather have the head coach of Beige FC giving you stuff like, yeah, well, we had a point today, and that was good? Or would you rather have somebody like Ronnie Dyla, who is out here trying to fire up his players, make sure that the fans know where he's coming from on a match-by-match basis? Who would you rather have? Would you rather have Beige FC, or would you rather have white T-shirt? I'd rather have the white T-shirt. I don't know about you.
And it looks like he's going to be keeping that white T-shirt. For those of you who aren't aware, he had been wearing a black top for the majority of this season. Switched to white last match, yeah. Sunday Night Soccer special affair, break out your best. A victory in the superstition in a white today, and Ronnie Dyla picks up his second consecutive win. In just a moment, I want to get to man of the match on the other side of the break, because I know it's going to lead us into a much larger discussion that I look forward to having you. Also, we'll be hearing from a number of players as we have a bevy of reporters down there. I believe so. But as always, we have to do a statistical recap brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. And I think it will show you that the result tonight was warranted. And look, we're not going to talk about it right now. There is a red card in the 77th minute that certainly affects how these things look.
Keep your hands to your side.
But possession of 58% to 42% in favor of Atlanta. Shots 13 to 10 in favor to Atlanta. Orlando had more shots on goal, 6 to 5, but the XG, again, surprisingly, XG making a comeback in my mind.
Not the X-Abe, but the XG?
It's telling the right stories. Two for Atlanta, the XG of 0.9 for Orlando. Both teams obviously surpassed that, but it does tell the story that Atlanta United did deserve the 3 points. When we get back here on the full-time report, we will hand out the man of the match, and we will hear some of the highlights as well.
How long is this post-game show?
It's going to go into the deep hours of the night, possibly early morning situation. When we come back, we'll get to all that and more. It is the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back in the full-time report. Abe Gordon and John Nelson getting down boogie-woogie with the Backstreet Boys here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the post-game match day mixtape, courtesy of Atlanta United's 3-2 victory over Orlando City. We still have a ton of stuff to get to here. We didn't even get to it in the first segment here, so we have to do it, and I know it's going to burn the whole segment, but I still can't wait to discuss it. The man of the match, John Nelson.
I gave it to Alexei Medanchuk, and for the ex-Abe or the ex-AG or whatever you want to call it, 0.55 at the goal and the assist, 46 of 53 passing, 87%. Four key passes on the night for AM59, had one accurate cross, 4 of 5 on long balls, one big chance created, one shot on target, and then once again, a defensively, two dribble passes and an interception. So Alexei Medanchuk, for what he was able to do tonight, he gets my vote in MLS and Atlanta United, Five Stripes After Dark.
Yeah, and I think technically he got a second assist on that final goal. So it might have even been a tally of one goal and two assists. That's neither here nor there. But our man of the match, he was able to catch up with Jason Longshore and Mike Conney after the game.
Alexei, another man of the match performance for you, a goal and two assists. And it feels like the personality of this team is really starting to evolve now over these last two matches. Do you see it the same way?
Oh, yeah. I'm happy for a game, big win. We scored three goals. So you can see our character as a team, as a group. We're all together. We're down 2-1. We don't stop. We go again. We play home. We understand this. We got crowd on our side. So. And yeah, this game, it's all about, I think, if you know DJ Khaled's song, God Did, this was about this game.
You keep finding that little pocket of space, like corner of the 18, and you can do whatever you want from there. Are you feeling like the rest of the team's starting to find you in that space where you can operate?
Yes, it's we've been playing, it's kind of like a number 8 box to box, but coach wanted me to be closer to the goal. he wants for me key passes, go inside the box. And I mean, in general in football, this position, these pockets, left, right, doesn't matter. It's a dangerous zone, so you could do whatever you want, cross, shooting, dribbling. So, and yeah.
Can you take me from your perspective through the game-winning goal?
You mean my goal or
the goal at the end, Jamal's goal?
Ah, Jamal's goal. I said before, Clicky, please switch the side. He's like, okay. He switched it once, and we scored. No, but I saw Saba going behind, and little flick, chip, and then you've seen.
Okay, now take me through your goal.
I have to have this feeling to go. Sometimes I'm trying to be like outside the box and waiting passes and then to do something. But now I need to be more focused on to go inside the box, you know. And now a small rebound, and I wasn't lucky, and yeah, I scored.
I really feel like you've had an outstanding season because you've been a player who's had to sacrifice for the team. You've played in different positions. You've done things that you haven't always been positions you've played, and you've done it for the good of the team. Do you feel like it's all starting to fit together now with this group?
You know, I don't want to talk too much about this because, you know, when we win two games in a row, excellent, good result. We're just gonna keep going. But you know, when you win, I don't want to speak too much, and because it's easy to speak, you know. So yeah, I just hope we're gonna keep going and we're gonna keep pushing this. This is our mentality. Should be our mentality. And yeah, happy.
Outstanding performance tonight, Alexei. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Again, Alexei Maranchuk, man of the match tonight, from the voices of Atlanta United, also from us here on the full-time report. And again, a goal and two assists. And just a couple of things real quick before I get to this question that I have for you here, John. It's John Nelson of Soccer Down here and Abe Gordon at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He sounds different, and you can tell he did a good portion of that interview with a smile on his face. And I'm sure he's not the only one. It feels like the season – and I know Ronnie Dyla asked for this a while ago when they were really in the depths. It's probably the guys having a little bit more fun, which certainly I think will showcase itself in games coming forward.
Take that interview, and if there is a way to open up some transcription software and take those quotes, take that conversation that Mike and Jason had with Alexei, because of all of the different topics that were discussed, where Jason was discussing with Alexei having to do different things, and Alexei not wanting to have the discussion be about himself, with everything that he has been asked to do that has been atypical in an AM 5-9 universe, for him to accomplish those things, and when we have discussed him being man of the match in these situations and going down not just offensive categories, but going down another five defensive categories, and he's registering results there.
Yeah.
To have that kind of an unselfish player who is an incredibly talented player be that unselfish to help out defensively, to help out the collective, you see where that rhythm is and you see how unselfish he is about the collective. In that quote where he says, I don't want to talk about it too much. I don't want to talk about me. I want to talk about what happened tonight.
Okay, but here's the thing, John. You and I are going to talk about him.
Of course.
Because he has won two of our last three man of the matches. And the move to send five to the back, especially with Edwards on the right side and Jay Fortune in the midfield with him on the left. Look, Alexei Maranchuk has looked like a different player. And there was a lot of criticism throughout the early stages of the season. I think, again, he's won two of our last three man of the matches. Probably was in discussion in that middle performance as well.
He was.
Why? What is different right now that he's becoming the playmaker we've waited for, the guy that people at one time earlier in the year, start of the year, said was a maestro? What is it about his positioning, what he's being asked to do, yes, his teammates as well. But what's been the difference for Maranchuk these last two, three, four matches?
It was in the beginning of that interview, and it was where Ronnie Dyla had asked him to do certain things, be closer here, make sure that you're in position for key passes, whether it's on the left or the right-hand side, and be in places where you can cross, shoot, or dribble, and having those kinds of options available for you. And there was the one moment that was in the first half where I think it was a microcosm of the imagination and the touch that Alexei Miranchuk has as a player out here for Atlanta United. And it was a 45-degree angle, and I want to say, I'm going to look at my cards here. So, yeah, I'm going to cheat. It was before the goal. I want to say it was in the teens, and he was about 25 to 28 yards away from goal at a 45-degree angle coming up the right-hand side, and he put enough on it to where he was looking for someone to make a run to the back post. And I think that Latte Lott, I think, might have been a step or a step and a half behind. But you see the three-dimensional thought pattern that is there for Alexei Miranchuk. You give him space. You give him that room to create, the room to think of, okay, what do I do here? Do I cross, shoot, or dribble? And when you see that imagination come to the fore where you have the defense behind you, you have someone like in recent matches, Saba Lobjanidze going up the right-hand side as the right back who does the overlapping run out the right-hand side, drawing folks to him because they know how dangerous Saba can be going up the right. That creates space for Alexi, who comes in from behind on the right-hand side. Miguel Almiron goes more centrally, becomes that central striker. What does that do? That creates space for you. Bart Sleesh, who is your six, he's there to help defensively. Jay Fortune is there either in the middle to be another attacking midfielder or drifts out to the left-hand side. All of it has to do with creating space so we see Alexei Miranchuk and that three-dimensional thought process that is there work, and we've seen that over the last handful of matches.
You mentioned Saba Lobjanidze. He had another assist tonight, the integral one on Jamal Tiare's 95th-minute goal. We're going to hear from Saba on the other side. We'll also finally get to the highlights. This is a 3-2 Atlanta United victory. Second straight match day with 3 points coming to Atlanta United. And as a proud partner of Atlanta United, Moe's would like to say congratulations on the well-earned victory. As promised, Atlanta United's three goals means tomorrow Moe's will be knocking $3 off all burritos and bowls. Atlanta, when we win, you win.
Welcome to Moe's.
So get to Moe's and enjoy the bowl flavor of your victorious $3 off a burrito or bowl in Orlando City. Since Moe's and Atlanta United, but mostly Moe's here, are such good sports, your team is welcome to take advantage of this delicious deal, too. When we come back, we will hear from Saba Lobjanidze and a full recap, the highlights of the match brought to you by Scana, all coming in 5 minutes. It is the Full Time Report. Abe Gordon and John Nelson on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game. It is the Full Time Report. After another massive victory for Atlanta United. Now 6 points in the past couple of days. 3-2 winners tonight against Orlando City. And we have quite a lot still to get to over the course of this show. We're going to hear from Saba Lobjanidze in a couple of minutes. Brad Guzan, hopefully, in a couple more. But before we do that, let's take a listen back to exactly how United was able to snag all 3 points in this one. It's the highlights brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. It was a rough start. Our good buddy, who we hope to hear from, Jarrett Smith, he had grabbed his plate of food and a drink, but had not yet sat down.
And then this happened.
When in the fourth minute, Cesar Araujo put Orlando City ahead early.
Orlando maintaining possession, and then Saba kicking a bouncing ball forward, but it's knocked back the other way to Brekalo by Ojeda again. Now down the middle, Ojeda sweeping to the top of center circle. Here's a shot from distance. Score! Cesar Araujo from outside of 25 yards beats Brad Guzan, and Orlando has got the early 1-0 lead.
Brad didn't have the best beat on it, but it does squeak by relatively close to the post, and Orlando goes ahead early, and it was one of those things where immediately, again, this was in the fourth minute, you start thinking, man, was everything that happened on Sunday night a fraud, a masquerade? But Atlanta United came to fight tonight, and we saw that at multiple times throughout the match, including in the 19th minute where a loose ball got pounced on by 5-9.
Here's a steal by Jay Fortune on the far side. He spins on Posilic and cuts it. Posilic into the middle to Schlich. Fired ahead, Moranchuk outside the top of the arc. Ahead to Saba. Right corner of the 18. Dribbles into the box. Saba's cross. Tipped by Almirón. A handball play. The rebound is put into the net by Alexei Moranchuk. Atlanta United equalizes in the 19th minute on Alexei Moranchuk's second goal of the year.
And it stayed that way for a little over 10 minutes, but once again, it was Orlando City. A mistake in the defense for Atlanta United gives Orlando City another lead.
Channel, poor touch will play it to Moranchuk, but then it is spun away from him by the player who had the poor touch, Ojeda, and he fires it ahead now to Enrique in a 1v1 with Williams, and Enrique beats him and fires it into the net around Brad Guzan. What happened there? 2-1 Orlando. It looked like Williams had that covered, and somehow Ramiro Enrique beat him for his second goal of the year.
Yeah, look, it was a misplay. There's no way around it, and we can talk about that a little bit later. As this game rolls on, though, tempers start to flare in the 77th minute. The man who started the night off with a fourth-minute goal, Araujo, was red-carded with a signal from the head official that he had put his hand on that man's neck under, trying to choke slam a dude. And so he goes down. It takes a couple of moments, but with a man advantage, Atlanta United finds an 83rd-minute equalizer.
He jogs and stops 40 yards for stops goal and centers in front of center circle. Williams over to the left channel to Amador. Swings it to the back post, headed away by Janssen. Knocked down by Moranchuk. Pass back, Schlich. Shot off the post and in! Unleash the Schlich! They've equalized in the 83rd minute.
You know, I haven't seen every goal scored in the MLS this match day, and there's some games that are still going on. I have to imagine that strike to equalize from Bartosz Schlich is going to be up for the vote of goal of the match day. It's a brilliant bending shot. Strikes in off the inner post. Keeper is left without a chance, and Atlanta United is tied 2-2 in the 83rd minute, and from then on, with the man advantage, as a reminder, a red card in the 77th minute, it was one of those things. You got to go for it with the man up. If you end with a tie, if they make some plays and hold on, then so be it, but you have to go for it. And just a couple of minutes before the final whistle, Jamal Touré, the hero once again.
And cleared by Orlando. It was cleared by Orlando. Off-balance header by Schlegel, but they got away with it. Still loose. Knocked down to Click. Click at the top of the arc. Coming forward. Passing ahead to Moranchuk. Pop to the penalty spot. Saba traps. Shot blocked. Rebound. Score! Jamal Touré! A potential stoppage time winner for Atlanta United.
From there, Atlanta United had to defend a couple of long balls in one dangerous corner, but they did see this game out, and it is a 3-2 victory for Atlanta United. We gave Alexei Moranchuk man of the match, but Saba, once again as a right wing back, was strong, very strong, including the game-winning assist, along with Alexei, on that Jamal Touré goal, and he caught up with Mike and Jason a couple of minutes ago.
Saba, it feels like the personality of this team is really starting to come out now. What worked tonight?
Yeah, honestly, I was always believed this team, you know, and I knew it, like, the time would come, you know, and time is coming now. You know, it's came, and now we have a confidence, now we have, like, crazy lot of motivations to win in the New York or so, you know, like, third game, you know, so, like...
these games, you know, Cincinnati, Orlando, both they are so top team, you know, and it's they are on the high on the table. So like it was that means like we are a good team, you know, like. Then we don't deserve like where we are now, for example, but we'll be soon on the up, you know.
The connection with you and Alexi, we've seen it kind of blossom as the year has gone on. Walk us through that last goal where you make the run into the box, he finds you.
I mean, like he had the ball on the left, so I know like how quality player he is. So, and he knows like what I'm like, you know, like running behind the defenders and I saw he saw me, and I knew it, he would give me this pass, you know, and yeah.
Certainly playing up a man helps, but it was astonishing to me. You guys play Sunday, and you look like the fresher team at the end of the match tonight. Can you talk a little bit about what you had to do to get physically ready for this?
I mean, like, personally, I feel good, you know. Yeah. Personally, I feel like even I can run in 20 minutes more. Yeah, I mean, like, we just need to be, like, professionals, you know, and good sleep, good recovery, and, like, the staff, they are doing everything for that, you know, like, medical staff and, like, trainings. We have, like preseason. We had really hard preseason. That's why we are good in, you know, in these games, you know.
This kind of a win, coming back, dealing with short rest, all the different elements to it, how important is this win for the rest of the season, in your opinion?
Honestly, one of the important, really, like so important, because like I said, you know, Orlando is really top team, and it's really, really good to feels good, you know, when you're winning against them, especially the game like that. Even like in the first half, we were losing 2-1, but we did not deserve. I think we played really good, you know, and maybe I should score also one goal, and we had the moments, you know, and yeah, I mean, like whole game, I think, like it's not like because of 10 players that we won. It was like, for me, it was like whole game we were controlling, you know, and we were good, you know.
Saba, congratulations. We'll see you in New York.
Thank you very much. See you there.
A big win for Atlanta United. Saba Lobjanidze, along with many others, a big, big reason why.
No doubt about it. And Saba, once again, yeah, I'm sitting here and I'm trying to hydrate, and then you toss to
me. I thought you were looking up stats.
No, I was looking up the ball possession stats. Atlanta 60% on the night, over 40% for the purple team. XG 1.49 to 0.91. But Saba, once again, 14 of 19 passing, had a couple of different defensive categories that he registered into, as in addition to the 0.6 in the XG plus XA category, the XABE going for a 0.6 on the evening with the assists and you know, everything that he was able to do inside the six going up against Orlando tonight. Total shots 13-11, and it was where Saba was saying that it wasn't just late being up a man. He thought they were in control for most of the match. And the stats do bring that to the fore a little bit, especially when you kept plugging away and plugging away and plugging away when you were down 2-1.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the obvious, the red card. And ultimately, it's part of the storyline. Maybe it changed it, and maybe this would have happened either way, but certainly has to be discussed. But in general, we'll talk about a significant jump up the table for the last two match days for Atlanta United as we continue here. We're also here from the captain, Brad Guzan. This is the full-time report. John Nelson and Abe Gordon right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back in to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Atlanta United, here we come. Charging.
Oh, Dom, you're amazing.
I don't know about charging up the leaderboard. You're kind of still in the same place. But the point numbers, they look a little bit different right now. And we talked about it. You did jump two teams on Sunday night. You're still in 12th place right now. But when you look at where you are in regards to that number nine spot currently held by Charlotte, who lost tonight. Thank you, Red Bulls. We'll take care of you on Saturday ourselves. It's a lot more manageable. And again, we talked about it, and at some points in this season, you're like, man, it's no longer early, right? That game coming up is going to be the midway point of this season. You're only talking about clearing 5 points on a couple of teams. You got a number of heads-up games. And all of a sudden, after 6 points in two match days, climbing back in the playoff position does certainly seem doable. It's going to be difficult. There's no way around that. You've got six road games, and they are not against nobodies. And so you'll have to manage that. But it does seem certainly a lot more doable than it did before. And in terms of Atlanta United, it feels now like you're starting to turn. It felt like moving to five in the back originally was a step that says, hey, we're trying to figure something out. We're trying to see if this is
defense first. If nobody scores, then we'll come out of it.
You haven't exactly defended your way out of it. You've scored your way out of it,
yeah.
And that's part of it. But you were looking for something, and you didn't necessarily get it, and you finally got to that match against Philly. And again, better performance, result wasn't there. Now you've got two performances in a row and a win against Cincinnati. Now you've got a third performance where you feel pretty good, two of them being wins, and you do start to say, hey, maybe we are still alive on this season. We'll talk more about the game today in just a moment, but Atlanta United's captain is Brad Guzan. Unable to keep a clean sheet tonight, unfortunately, and Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $2,000. But he did have a couple of nice saves, including a nice kick save on the near post after a ball had hit the post. And so he was part of a key win tonight for Atlanta United, 3-2 over Orlando City. And he spoke with Mike Conte and Jason Longshore.
Well, Brad, first of all, congratulations on 250 appearances across all competitions. You've worn the armband for most of those. Put on your captain's hat for a second. How proud are you of the way this team has evolved over the last two matches?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest word that I would use, especially after a night like tonight. The resilience, the feeling of just excitement when you win like this. We know it wasn't pretty for 90 minutes, but sometimes a win like this, it means a little bit more, carries a little bit extra weight, and hopefully can give us a real boost going forward.
I want to ask you about Bartosz Szlich. It seems like there's moments in games where he picks the right time to go in for a tackle, go in hard, and then energize the group. How big was he tonight?
He was massive. I mean, listen, one of the fittest guys, if not the fittest guy, and for the amount of ground that he covers, you know, a play that sticks out in the second half was they were coming down our left side. It was just a nothing ball. And he covered from middle of the field over to the sideline and played it back to me. And he just continued to look like he was getting faster and faster. And you just knew his legs were dead. And his ability to give everything for the group is phenomenal. So I couldn't be more pleased for him to get the goal, because he does all the things that don't necessarily go on the score sheet or on the stat sheet. And for them to go in and score the way he did, like I said, couldn't be more excited for him.
On the topic of fitness, they had the extra day of rest. I do know there was a red card, but it looked like you guys were the fresher side in the final 15 minutes tonight. How much of a testament is that to just the commitment to fitness by everyone on this team and the physio staff as well?
Well, I think, I mean, first and foremost, you know, our physio staff's fantastic. The amount of work that they put in and the ability to get guys ready to go again day after day, week after week, you know, they do a tremendous job for us. But in terms of fitness, right, it's when you have that confidence, when you have that belief, yeah, of course, the red card gives us that little bit extra. But you just find another gear. You find another gear, and you know, luckily, wasn't too busy in the second half, and you know, I would take that all day, every day. And you know, our ability to be, you know, relentless in terms of pinning them in and just keeping the ball. And yeah, okay, maybe we weren't creating loads of chances, but just that pressure and having, you know, for them having to defend and move side to side, it becomes heavier and heavier on your legs, and ultimately we were able to find a way through.
You've been through a lot of these. You've been through ups and downs. I said this felt like a season-saving kind of win. How did it feel to you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, I wouldn't say season-saving. What I would say is it was massive in the sense of how we got there, in the end. You know, the opponent, I know it'll be a little bit sweeter for our fans, but also just where we're at in terms of the confidence in that locker room. And when you string wins together, that's when you really start to make a statement, right? And we know we've got a quick turnaround on Saturday in New York. We know what that fixture is always like, so it's going to be a really difficult game. But we're going up there now with 6 points in the back pocket, and that gives us that little bit extra belief and confidence to go in there and hopefully get some more points.
Are you ready to commit to 250 more?
Let's go, baby. Okay. Just to start.
We're ready for it.
Love it.
What does it mean to you to have 250 games here for Atlanta United, the first player to hit that mark?
Yeah, it's a tremendous honor. You know, I never take it for granted to be able to represent this club, represent the badge, and ultimately represent this city. You know, I've been here through the really good times, the really difficult times, and everything in between. And to be here and see what this club means to so many people within the city and even outside the city, because there's so many people that support us outside of the city of Atlanta. And for me, it's a huge accomplishment. And like I said, I couldn't be any prouder to be able to represent this city, represent the club.
All right, we'll see you for 251 on Saturday.
Love it. Let's do it.
Two quick things I want to talk about here, John, before we hit a break and head into our final segment. Brad says it's not a season-saving win, and to an extent I certainly agree with him. But I do think it was important to keep momentum from what was the most significant performance of the season thus far, that win over Cincinnati on Sunday night. And you had to keep that juice up in terms of getting another result, and especially the way the opponent and a lot of different factors – yes, it doesn't save the season. It doesn't define the season.
But I think it reinforces your path.
It was certainly significant. Yeah, and I agree with that. The other aspect is probably a little bit of help from Mother Nature over the course of this week. We talked about Sunday night playing into Wednesday. Just a couple of things. The last time you dealt with this sort of turnaround, the compression, it was a brutal day in Austin, right? I think Sunday night wasn't very hot in Atlanta. The course of this week hasn't been brutal temperature-wise in Atlanta. And when you have this sort of turnaround, I think every little bit of that helps. Training in 75 or in 65 degrees, as opposed to if it's 85, every little bit of that helps you preserve yourselves for the match. So a little bit of help this week for Mother Nature to keep these guys fresh as well. But I think you're right, and you just showed me a little flow chart there. And in terms of dominance and possession and direction, it wasn't just after the 77th minute, after the red card. This is a situation where Atlanta United was really starting to gain control in the early stages of the second half, and certainly Orlando going down to 10-man didn't hurt that case either.
No, and at the same time, this is also the second week in a row that this has happened for Orlando in their game state. Against Portland, it was that way. They ceded possession basically in the second half, and you saw what happened when Orlando went to the back five early in this match, where they get the goal on the board, and they're just kind of like, nah, you know, you go ahead. It's all yours. And that backfired on them. And so you had that happen tonight. You had them cede possession and get away with it at home against Portland. Then when you have the lead and you're up 2-1, and Oscar Pareja in the past has been known as a coach that will dial it back. I mean, literally there have been times where he gets to a points total, and there have been seasons in the past where, okay, yeah, we're in, I'm good. And so you see that in microcosm in matches, and you saw that again tonight where, yeah, I think we're a goal up, I think we're good. And so he dials it back, and then it's hard to step back into that idea of putting the pedal down and trying to reinforce what you try to do when the night is starting, and it ends up with a backfiring on a couple of different occasions for Oscar Pareja in Orlando City.
When we come back here in 5 minutes, I do have one more question related to tonight's game for you, and then we will slowly turn the page, really quickly actually, to Saturday and the Red Bulls in the start of a six-game road trip. We got plenty more still to come here. It is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and John Nelson of Soccer Down here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game.
Could not resist.
The Full-Time Report.
Oh, why?
Is that directed at Orlando City and their fans?
Oh.
Or at something else? We'll find out.
The last block of the show.
That direction. That's where
we'll
they
find
said.
Out. We're also now joined by Jarrett Smith of Soccer Down Here, and we've been previously and still are joined by John Nelson of Soccer Down Here. I am Abe Gordon. As we wrap things up here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the Full-Time Report, a 3-2 Atlanta United victory, 6 points over the last two match days, and also a number of goals here, 4 on Sunday night, 3 here tonight. And look, I know that Ronnie Dialis says, you know, we can't keep giving up a certain number of goals because we're not going to keep scoring this number
of goals.
Can't
concede 2 or 3 goals.
Obviously, the defense can clean it up, both from what we saw against Cincinnati. Certainly one mistake here costs you directly a goal, and that could have been cleaned up as well. But let's look at the ability of this team recently to score goals. And Jarrett, we'll start with you. Outside of just pure desire and a little bit of luck here and there, what's been different the past two outings?
I think just guys not getting each other's way a lot of times. Right now, you've got a situation where Alexei Maranchuk looks so comfortable. He's not overthinking things. He's getting into space. He's pinging the ball around. In the first half, he hit a diagonal that did not get more than 15 feet off the ground. And credit to Ronald Hernandez for trapping it perfectly. And you get a half chance out of that situation, but he just looks like he's playing so freely. They're not stepping on each other's toes. Jay Fortune's on that kind of that left corner of the box and being in dangerous positions. And one of the guys that I think is creating so much is on that right wing back side of Sava Lobzhenidze. Him out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, so let me ask you about that then, because Brooks Lennon came questionable on the injury report here. Was not part of that team in terms of even the reserves. I just have a real tough time. And Brooks has been a mainstay there for a long time. But with the formation they're choosing now, with the personnel that's in the top half of the field, and with what Saba has given you since taking over there, I'd have a real tough time doing anything but putting Saba's name in pen there right now.
It depends on how everybody's feeling going into Saturday, because you're three games in a week. And, you know, two of them were tough.
Now, he told me he could run an extra 20 minutes. That's what I heard Saba say.
Yeah, that's what I heard Saba say.
Okay.
He's ready to go an extra 20. Let's get you to the 20th minute.
How do you feel tomorrow morning?
But you understand what I'm saying.
I understand
There's just no world in which I'm even considering. And, again, nothing against Brooks.
If he can run 70 minutes, yeah. I'm starting him on Saturday because of we know Saba. We've talked about it ad nauseum. Saba will run himself into the ground. He will bleed for the badge. He will throw himself on the grenade if he needs to. Whatever it takes for the club, Saba will do it. But Saba's also in a really good run of form where he's, even when he's not directly creating a goal or an assist, he's getting into dangerous spots. He's willing to drive at people 1v1 and kind of screw up the gravity inside the box to create opportunities for others. And, yeah, he's not going to be the same defensive stalwart at the right wing back position, but what he's giving you going forward is opening up things for other players. You're not pumping crosses into the box except for that stretch in the game in the second half where the game state had changed. Orlando is sitting deeper and you're just kind of putting crosses in. Emmanuel Latte-Lotte came close. He just whiffed on one that I think went off the top of his head where I thought he was going to turn it into goal, but I actually was coming from Ronald Hernandez too. But the fact that he is willing to drive so hard and create and just provoke the defense, I think, has changed so much about creating space there. And then Matt Edwards playing as a right-sided back line center back on the right side of a three-man, getting forward and causing problems as well and provoking the defense. It's just changed the spacing. I think it's changed confidence. And then, you get two wins in a row like this. Were they perfect? No, they were not. They were chaotic. They were drunk. We were stressed out for the last 180-plus minutes of our lives watching this team. But, man, it's any port in a storm, and you take that momentum and you run forward, especially with the formation you've been using and the positive energy.
42 of 42 passing tonight, Matt Edwards. 42 of 42.
Before the season, Ronnie Dyla talked about liking guys who want to get better. And sometimes that's young guys, sometimes that's older guys. Matt Edwards came out of the academy, it was a homegrown deal. Matt Edwards has clearly decided he wants to get better because he has basically made that right center back spot his. And
you want somebody in pen in your lineup? Matt Edwards.
When Steon Gregerson gets back, you're going to have a decision to make.
Yeah, and the other guy I'm putting in pen right now is Jay Fortune. And Jared, I know
you've
seen...
that's an obsidian.
Well, what I think is interesting is just how comfortable Ronnie Dyla is at moving him around the field. With the exception of placing him up top in replacement of Latte-Lotte, I think Jay Fortune has lined up at every position. And tonight, maybe I'm forgetting and shame on me. He put it center back tonight.
The only thing he didn't do was put gloves on.
Yeah, right. And maybe he's done that before, but I don't recall it offhand where he slid into that center back because they make a sub. And again, you were chasing at that time. You hadn't yet gotten.
We were quickly approaching the tactics free zone.
And I came in and I'm sitting there with you and Madison Cruz. And I said, are they switching to four in the back to put an extra up top? And you guys are like, no, they're going to pull Jay. right back there.
Jay's going to get forward even in that spot because you're getting so far forward at that point. I'm not losing this goal. I'm not losing this game by one goal. I'm tying it, or I'm losing it by two goals.
I just think it says so much about Jay, not only that he can do it, but that Dyla, without even a thought, is comfortable enough to make that move, make that substitution, and say, hey, Jay, you were on the left, now you're on the right, you were up front, now you're in back, but we're all good.
The thing that has impressed me so much about him, especially tonight, is how much, watching him play, it looks like he's just not thinking as much, and I mean that in a positive way, where, you know, he played a couple balls tonight. He played a really wicked diagonal into the box that almost resulted in a shot on goal. He played a little chipped ball over the top that Miguel couldn't quite get to, but it's just he's not afraid to take these chances, and the more he plays, I feel like the looser he plays in just the best ways. We know he's got a little bulldog in him, and it's coming out more and more and more, and that's great, but the fact that he is not afraid to take these chances and want to see more of it. And want to see him continue.
57 to 66 passing, one key pass, one cross, three long balls tonight, 1 for 2 on the dribble, 4 for 8 in his duels, fouled one time, one block, and a tackle for Jay Fortune.
And I don't want him to have 100% passing because of the where he's playing in that field with Alexei Marantchuk sitting in front of Bartosz Lis, who was literally – Bartosz Lis's heat map tonight looks like a Jackson Pollock painting. Is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But the way – you're using Jay Fortune. I don't want him to have 100% passing because I want him to take those chances. I want him to hit that just scorching diagonal or try and chip that ball in and try and break the defense with that one ball. If it doesn't come off, you're doing it in the attacking third in a safe spot anyway. Give me more of that from Jay Fortune. I don't need him to be perfect. I need him to be creative. And he's done that. He's embraced it. But as Ronnie Dyla said, for this entire team, there is so much more they can dig into and they can tap into.
And they'll have to find a little bit more of that on Saturday night when they play the New York Red Bulls, hitting the road for the first of 6 straight road matches. We'll certainly get you ready and set for that match with the Five Stripes Countdown starting on Saturday at 6:30. John Nelson, any final thoughts before we wrap up on this one?
Heading to Red Bulls tonight, 4-2 winners over Charlotte. Bogach and Sofo scored in the first 30. Eric Meksim, Choupo-Moting scored twice from the spot. And Red Bulls, traditionally, it's a very, very tough place to play. And I am intrigued. I want to know what the starting 11 looks like. I want to know what the minutes management looks like for this third match in a week, Jared.
You dig deep now because you have international break coming up. It is 90 minutes of heck coming your way.
A little more than that.
We're going to be nice about it, but it's going to be a rough 90 minutes. I'm asking you to dig deep and give me everything you have. Some of you guys are going to go international duty. Some of you guys are going to get to rest. Give me everything you have. Get stuck in tackles. Get in somebody's face. Start a fight if you want to. However you want to do it in Red Bull Arena. I'm sorry, SI Stadium now. However you want to get stuck in, just if you don't walk out of there with 3 points, don't lose the fight.
There you go.
Special thanks to Dom Chorosky, our producer in studio.
Music director, Dom Chorosky.
To John Kramer, our on-site engineer. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, and for Madison Cruz, John Nelson, and Jarrett Smith, the soccer down here, I am Abe Gordon. Join us again at 6:30. On Saturday, May 31st, for our next broadcast, as Atlanta United will take on the New York Red Bulls. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 3 and Orlando City 2. 3 points for the Five Stripes. That's going to do it for the full-time report right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.